The unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting death of unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown, is sparking many discussions. One of them is about the kind of equipment law enforcement agencies have and use. Jeff Hines spent more than 30 years with the Phoenix Police Department. He now teaches at ASU and Glendale Community College and says it's common for people to stock up on weapons and ammunition following a high-profile incident like this one.
For anybody that lives or works in an area where violence like that is occurring or where there is mass social unrest as far as these protests and the issue of looting and the issue of fires and burning cars and Molotov cocktails, is that it's just a natural reaction to defend yourself and to want to arm yourself. And those two ingredients, hostility, racial tension, and then you instill weapons for protection into that mix, absolutely a blend for the potential for increased violence to continue. And so do people arm themselves? Absolutely they do. Do they have a right to arm themselves? Absolutely they do. But the mixture of anger and feelings and tension, and then you complicate that with weapons, the outcome is probably not going to be a positive one.
If I'm a law enforcement officer going into a situation where I think, rightly or wrongly, that more people might be armed or equipped than normal, how does that change how I'm going to do my job?
It makes your awareness at a very heightened stage. And so we go into what's called a contact and cover scenario, is that I've got to contact you, reference the call. I've got to contact you, reference the focus of my attention, or I've got to contact you, reference a call for service. Well, as I go up to make that contact with somebody, if you're armed, absolutely, I'm going to inform you that I see that you have a weapon. I'm going to ask you to turn around. I'm going to ask you to allow me to secure that weapon while we continue with this call. I'm going to ask you to be cooperative with me. We still have to engage. We still have to talk to people who are armed. And I'm here to tell you, 99% of people who are armed are law-abiding, decent citizens that are exercising their right to carry weapons, and law enforcement has to honor that. But with respect, with de-escalation, with informing the public that the fact that you have a weapon on you, sir, is going to amp me up a little bit, so please do everything I'm telling you to do right now, and let's get through the reason for this contact. And then when we're done, I will return your weapon to you, and you're free to go.
There's been a decent amount of talk since the shooting in Ferguson about this issue of cameras and whether police wear them, have them on their dashboard or anything like that.
Yes.
Does an incident like this sort of raise the stakes for whether or not departments have this equipment and whether or not departments are currently utilizing this equipment?
Interesting question. It comes down to right now an issue of cost. And the cost is associated with the storage of the mega data files is created by these videos. And most agencies have not worked out that storage capacity yet or those cost issues. Most officers in most departments, we look forward to videos. And in my 32 years with Phoenix PD, anybody that says, well, I have a tape recording or a video, I would embrace it. Say, well, great, thank you.
On the other side of the cost equation, we've seen that shares in Taser stock, obviously an Arizona company, have been going up recently. Taser makes some of these body-worn cameras that law enforcement officers make. Taser, of course, also makes stun guns, which a lot of law enforcement agencies have started to deploy. It sounds probably kind of crass, but is it accurate to say that a company like Taser might actually financially benefit from an incident like what happened in Ferguson?
Anytime you have increased media attention on a specific incident and you start looking at less lethal tools in the form of a taser or less lethal tools in the form of a stun bag or something that is anything less than the use of the firearm is going to be embraced by the public. And anytime you have a shooting situation, the public is going to say, could you have done something less rather than to have shot this young man?
Jeff Hines spent more than 30 years with the Phoenix Police Department. He now teaches at Glendale Community College and at ASU.